This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Airlines plans to operate 3 flights a week from Kathmandu to Riyadh. Maoist Center's Central Committee meeting underway in Kathmandu. And Russia claims to hold fire for civilian evacuations. Now, the news in detail. Members of the House of Representatives have demanded the dismissal of the officials of the Medical Education Commission, blaming that they haven't paid attention to the future of the students collaborating with a Noble Medical College in Biratnagar. In a meeting of the Education and Health Committee of the Parliament held at Singhadarbar today, Member of Parliament Nabina Lama said that no action has been taken against the Noble Medical College for charging more than stipulated fee and demanded the Deputy Chair of the Medical Education Commission, Professor Dr. Srikrishna Giri, be fired. Similarly, Member of Parliament Yogesh Bhattarai urged the government to create an environment for students to study immediately. In the meeting, Deputy Chair of the Commission, Professor Dr. Srikrishna Giri, informed that the action has been taken against Noble Medical College for charging more than a stipulated fee. The CPN Maoist Center's Central Committee meeting is underway in Kathmandu. The meeting scheduled for yesterday was postponed for today. Secretary of the CPN Maoist Center Central Office, Sriram Dhakal, informed that the meeting will discuss party organization and election preparations. At the Central Committee meeting held on Friday, Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda spoke on the current political situation and MCC and leader Narayan Kaji Shrestha spoke on the role played by the party in the MCC agreement. Although the first meeting of the central members selected by the party's 8th National General Convention gave continuity to Prachanda as chairman, the selection of office bearers has not been successful. National flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation NAC has received permission to operate flights to Riyadh, Dammam and Jeddah of Saudi Arabia. According to NAC's Executive Chairman Yuvraj Adhikari, the Civil Aviation Office, General Authority of Civil Aviation of Saudi Arabia, has provided approval to make two-way flights to 3 cities of Saudi Arabia. The NAC said it plans to operate 3 flights a week from Kathmandu, Riyadh, Kathmandu from next month in the first phase. A fire has occurred since last night in Nakchung Community Forest near Tenjing Hilary Airport in Lukla, Solukhumbu. The residents said controlling the fire was a difficult task for them as the area is a cliff. Acting chair of the Khumbu Pasang Lamu Rural Municipality, Tasi Lamu Sherpa, said a helicopter is summoned to douse the inferno, adding that mobilizing people was not likely due to tough geography. Station manager of Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal office in Lukla, Dwarika Achami, confirmed that the Lukla airport had to hold its services for an hour this morning. Now, the regular flights have resumed. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the far western, high mountainous region today, and partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. There is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the central and western high mountainous regions tonight. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 10.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 26.5 degrees Celsius. Currently, no significant weather system is active in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Russian state media is reporting Russia will hold fire to allow civilians to escape and will open new humanitarian corridors across multiple Ukrainian cities on Monday to allow civilians to evacuate. According to Russia's defense ministry, the ceasefire will take place from 10 a.m. Moscow time with evacuation routes set up in the capital Kiev as well as Kharkiv, Mariupol and Sumy. All of these cities are currently under a significant Russian assault operation. Ukrainian officials have yet to confirm the ceasefire. Over the weekend, 2 efforts to open a route to allow civilians to evacuate from Mariupol in the country's southeast collapsed. Ukrainian officials said this was because Russia continued to shell the city during the agreed ceasefire hours. Likewise, oil prices have soared to the highest level since 2008 after the U.S. said it was discussing a potential embargo on Russian supplies with its allies. Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, spiked to above $139 a barrel before easing to around $130 a barrel. Energy markets have been rocked in recent days over supply fears triggered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. On Sunday, the U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said the Biden administration and its allies are discussing an embargo of Russian oil supplies. A Russian oil embargo would be a major escalation in the response to the invasion of Ukraine and would potentially have a major impact on the global economy. Meanwhile, streaming giant Netflix has said it has cut its services in the country following its invasion of Ukraine. Visa, MasterCard, and PwC also joined the growing list of Western firms cutting ties with Russia. The boss of one of the world's biggest fertilizer companies has said the war in Ukraine will deliver a shock to the global supply and cost of food. Yara International, which operates in more than 60 countries, buys considerable amounts of essential raw materials from Russia. Russia and Ukraine are some of the biggest producers of agriculture and food globally. Russia also produces enormous amounts of nutrients like potash and phosphate, key ingredients in fertilizers which enable plants and crops to grow. Analysts have warned that it could mean higher cost for farmers and lower crop yields that could feed through into even higher cost for food. Climate change and growing population had already been adding to the challenges of the global food production system faces all before the pandemic started. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Airlines plans to operate 3 flights a week from Kathmandu to Riyadh. Maoist Center's Central Committee meeting underway in Kathmandu, and Russia claims to hold fire for civilian evacuations. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.